This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, even though it's a Sunday. Macca and Tass in the SBS outside broadcast van, broadcasting for Joy.
The hot bus.
The hot bus. And as Micah Bede from SBS says, Tass, if you don't like it, go and stand outside for 5 minutes and see how you like it.
No, Mike, I actually love the hot bus.
He loves the hot bus. Actually, it's a bit like a sauna, isn't it, Tess?
It certainly is, What do you think, Tony?
It's very, very warm, very warm.
So, Tony Walker is the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, a regular on our show. And what we're trying to do today is speak with people and organisations that are supporting Pride March by marching. Now, Ambulance Victoria, you have a whole lot of people marching today, Tony. How many?
So it'll depend on the heat, but I think we'll probably have close to 80 here today.
Wow, 80 marches.
Yeah, and that's including families. So one of the great things I've seen over the last few years are people feeling really comfortable bringing their kids along, their partners, which is fantastic. But even with the heat, I think we'll still see a pretty good turnout.
And in uniform?
Yes, they'll either be in uniform or our corporate staff. We've got
shorts.
I know you want to be some shorts out there today. This is one time I wished I had ordered some from the uniform store. Let me tell you. As I was getting out of the car this afternoon. We'll also have our corporate staff have got corporate T-shirts as well. So we've really tried to make people feel part of the AV family who are here marching with us today.
Now, obviously, the other factor for this is a big public event. And, you know, we've seen a lot of, you know, the police are quite visible, a lot of vehicles, a lot of officers on foot. Ambulance Victoria, I mean, obviously you've got 80 marching, so I think, you know, that could be helpful if a lot of people fall over from the heat. But how many paramedics are actually sort of on duty in this area? Do you have a few based around here today?
So we have our normal crews on, and we've also put additional crews on this afternoon associated with the march. It's hot. People will be standing in the sun for a while. There's a likelihood some people will fall, and we want to be able to get to there pretty quickly. So this is part of our normal emergency management planning we do for all events, particularly with this sort of heat. People are hearing the right messages around hydrating everything else, but if you stand still in that heat for too long, it's very easy to drop.
So that's actually a professional role. So why is Ambulance Victoria marching today, and why are you personally part of the march as well?
So this is very important to me. I lead an organisation that's made up of the community we serve, and I've got a large proportion of my workforce who are LGBT, from the LGBTI community, and I want them to feel safe. I want them to feel that when they're out there wearing that uniform in our organisation, that they know supported from the top, by myself, by people like Ken Lay and all of our board. We fully support an inclusive and diverse workforce, and this is our way of showing that. It's also really important to be out here in the community. We know that people from the LGBTI community often have worse health outcomes. They may not feel safe or comfortable calling for help. We want them to know we're there for them, that they can, when they can see us marching, they can feel just as safe when they see us coming to their homes.
That's great.
Now, I believe just recently, Tony, there was a same-sex marriage within Ambulance Victoria.
I think it's about to come. I think it's, if I'm correct, I think it's in about 2 or 3 weeks, and our chaplain's officiating at that, which is fantastic. So we're very excited, and there's, I know from speaking to a lot of our paramedics, there's a fairly big dance card for the year for a number of our paramedics who are...
Don't look at me, Tass. You've
got your ear to the ground, Macca. How did you know about that?
I know about these things. I hear these things.
Who do you talk to?
I speak to paramedics. I don't just speak to Tony. I speak to a lot of paramedics. It's a group of people that I'm hugely passionate about. Okay. My partner is a paramedic, but I've always
I'm
been...
I'm glad you've declared your interest, mate. Oh,
well, as if people didn't know. But the work that Ambulance Victoria do is, you know, they're often the first on the scene, and the trauma that they have to do and the pressure they have to work under. And, you know, we've seen in recent years a lot of physical and other attacks on paramedics doing their jobs. Just appalling. But the fact that Ambulance Victoria is here today, I think, is really significant, because it sends such a positive message to our community, TAS, that this organisation, which a lot of our folk work in, but this organisation is there for our community. They understand the issues that our community face, just as the police do and the fire is, but I think the AMBOs, you know, are really on a pretty strong front line. There you go, there's
another rant.
Public service announcement.
Well, thank you. I think it is important to us. It is important for us to recognise that, you know, we serve a very diverse Victorian community, and we're a big part of it. And, you know, when people call us, I want them to feel that just as safe when they see a uniform walking in the door as they do today when they see us walking down that street.
Recently, there was another 46 paramedics.
That's correct, yes.
Came online. So how many paramedics are there now in Victoria on the road? And it'd be a record number, wouldn't it?
Well, we're up around 5,000. Yep. And this last 12 months, we've put on around 300 plus, and we're probably going to put another 300 over the next 12 months, both from new resources coming online, and also a lot of older paramedics are retiring. And so it's... and also we're seeing a lot more flexibility in the workplace. So we're wanting more staff to work part-time now as a result of people taking on different careers part-time or families. So, yeah, it's been a another big year of recruitment. We have our first Indigenous cadet paramedic start with us. So she'd been working with us the last few years as a cadet. She started with us full time. We've had family members of paramedics whose children are now in the job, and it's wonderful. It's great to see such a... I feel we're in very safe hands into the future. It's wonderful to see such a great group of people coming and people wanting to work for this organisation. It's good.
And Tony, what are the sort of top two or three reasons why people call an ambulance service?
Well,
the reason a lot of people call 000 is not the right reason. And before you answer,
that may be the case.
But yeah, they do.
I'm interested in hearing from Tony what that might be.
So the majority of the cases we get, like falls are a very high number of cases. We get elderly in the community who fall.
Well, that's a legitimate reason.
Absolutely,
for a person
absolutely.
To call.
But we also get, and we've, you know, I think we've spoken before, we get a lot of people who just have a health crisis. They don't know what to do, and they call 000. And nowadays, we're able to give them the right service that matches what they what their particular needs are, which is different than just sending an emergency ambulance. And in fact, today, the Victorian government released the new campaign around saving 000 for emergencies, which also shows them the other services that are available in the community they can go to: GPs, pharmacists,
nurse on call.
Exactly.
We've got, look, you know, we're so popular, TAS, we've got emergency services queuing up. We've got an assistant commissioner ready to come in after Tony expires in the hot bus. So just, Tony, finally, there's about 80 of you marching today. What's the message that you want to give? A lot of the community will be listening and knowing what, you know, about the march. What is the message for people today? Obviously, keep hydrated, but what else? What other message do you need to give?
I think for us, you know, obviously we want people to be well and safe today. So, you know, keeping a close eye on your alcohol intake, particularly today, keeping the water up and the fluids up are important. But I think the other big message for us is that, you know, again, when you see our paramedics marching down the street today and in pride and enjoying themselves with their families and engaging with the community, have you thought about being a paramedic? Have you thought about this as a career? Have you thought about it for your kids? You know, we are an inclusive, engaging organisation, and it's a wonderful place to work, and I think you'll see that today in the joy in the faces of our paramedics wandering down the street.
That's a great recruitment call. Good on you, Tony.
Thank you.
You must be proud, you know, that you know, not just your active paramedics on the road, but you know, your, you know, some of the staff from your office and family is here. That's a great message to other workers, but also to the community at large.
It is. I think wherever you're from, and you, if you come to be part of our family at Ambulance Victoria, you know you'll be welcomed regardless of your background, diversity, everything else. And you'll know that whether you drive the ambulance, you're providing care, or you're one of the administrative staff who keep the ship afloat, you know that they're actually all aligned to the values of this diverse organisation and the community we serve.
That's fantastic.
Great. Now, what we're going to ask you to do, Tony, is when you leave, if you want to ask Assistant Commissioner Neil Patterson to come in, because we'll have a chat with him, and his scheduled interview is actually a couple of minutes after that, but we'll get him in early. You happy to do that for us?
I'm more than happy.
And they're probably listening outside and they're thinking, that's an interesting way to do it.
We are a community radio station.
That's right. Yeah, we don't get any government funding if you're listening.
And we don't have an abundance of staff.
And we don't have an abundance of staff.
It's basically us.
It's just us.
With David.
Sanctimonious old windbags we are. So thanks again, Tony. Thanks for walking down. Really appreciate your support of Joy, but also Ambulance Victoria, what you guys are doing today, marching. It's a great thing. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys, and happy Pride.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Pride to you too.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.